Shame there for a true man hiding in bushland. You're the chief of all the heavy tribes and the leader among men. Out of sight for a true man, what you thinking about? You're the chief of all the heavy tribes, I have no doubt. You have the power to blow my mind. You have the power to make.
You're listening to Extra FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. We're streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. The radio is yours. It's Commodore Theodore, and it's the Head East Show. Text line, as always, 971-220-KXRY, 971-220-5979. Always love hearing how you're doing out there. Tonight's show, we're going to get into some, I guess, funk territory, or some soul territory at some point in the night. Maybe hear from some from Spain, Zambia, and East Coast at some point tonight in a little funk block. So stay with us. Right now, you're listening to Eric and Carre. Radio's yours. Let's head east. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That was Marsha Hunt's 22. I played her other 7-inch a couple weeks ago, I think. And this is the other one that that version of her band did. Both great 7-inches to seek out there. Really, really good stuff. Really trying to channel what Bette Davis was up to around that time, maybe. Before that, we had Cherokee doing the tune Funky Business. And from Belgium, we had The Swallows doing You. And then, I guess, technically, maybe a more German-born outfit. It was Et Cetera, a tune called The Really Great Escape. And that had Larry Correll on guitar. And I think he was singing, too. It says the vocals are by Et Cetera, but I don't know. It sounds like Larry Correll singing. And great jazz player Wolfgang Donner was in that as well. And then before that, from the Netherlands, we had Earth and Fire. And from Turkey, we had Erkin Kore. And we started things off with I guess Armenian Lebanese combo called Something Else, and it was a tune called Zulu Man off a 7-inch. That's the only thing that they did, but just a really killer 7-inch from that little recording. We're gonna keep things in maybe this kind of soul or funk territory. We're gonna go to Zambia, and this is the Ngozi family off of 7-inch. It's called Mekele Wanu Part 1. The flip side's an instrumental version of this. And stay tuned. It's gonna be a bit more of this, and then maybe we'll get into some heavy French prog or things like that a little bit later in the set. Text line here, 971-220-KXRY. Let's head east. Thank you.
going to disintegrate. What with all those halos spinning round his head and everything. Weirdest thing I've ever seen. You could see right through him. Made of grass he was.
I come with news from the motherland. You must cease this endless search for your destiny.
Descended upon this hate-ridden and war-mad land. And this age has also brought a thought from the mind of the true black man. Now, brothers and sisters, we're hip today that it is no mystery. I mean, life is a battle for power, especially American history. You can't go anywhere in the country, or the world, as a matter of fact, without hearing us talk about power. And how it needs to be colored black. But are you really ready for black power? Have you thought about where you're at? Are you really ready for black power? And are you sure your mind is black? Now listen, if you're really ready for black power, then of course, you already know. The true power is not in money, because money is something that you can blow. The true power is a thing that lies in the heaviness of your mind. The key to the black power door is respecting your own kind. Are you really ready for black power? Have you decided to be a brother? Are you really ready for black power, or are you just fooling one another? Tell me, is the cat ready for black power who puts on a false black face? Is the cat ready for black power who takes advantage of his own race? Is the brother ready for black power with a white chick by his side? And is the sister ready for black power when she doesn't even have black pride? Are you really ready for black power? Have you thought about where you're at? Are you really ready for black power? And are you sure your mind is black? Just to cry black power and talk about letting it all hang out. Don't prove a thing and don't do a thing to help create what we're talking about. The idea seems to be that money will make us free. Black capitalism says the system is what we really need. But what difference does it make in the color of that hand if it takes food from the mouths of black people in order to become a richer man? Are you really ready for black power? Do you really know what it means? Are you really ready for black power, or are you just living in a dream? Black power to me means better things, not for some, but for us all. Black power to me means that when trouble occurs, we all will answer the call. Is the brother ready for black power when he pushes dope into young black heads? And is the sister ready for black power with a white man in her bed? Are we the people ready for black power? Can we pass the blackness test? Are we the people ready for black power? After all, we're the one of the best. Are you really ready for black power? Have you thought about where you're at? Are you really ready for black power? And are you sure your mind is black? Are you really ready for black power? Are you sure about where you're at? Are you really ready for black power? And are you sure your mind is black?
That was Leonie, tune called Wahala Manitou off a 7-inch, I think 68 or 69 on that one. And before that, I guess we had a bit of funk block. We had, before Leonie, we had Gary Bird, Are You Really Ready for Black Power? And yeah, Gary Bird was a radio DJ who had a, he made like a really cool album, and he had such a distinctive voice, and it's a lot of like spoken word off these like killer bands, just speaking to what was going on at the times in the early 70s. And before that, we had Funky Phaser and his Unearthly Merchandise doing the tune Shine, long tune. That burning guitar on there was no other than Bill Nelson of Bebop Deluxe. And the flip side's a Bebop Deluxe tune on that 7-inch. Yeah, weird one. And before that, we had a band called Sweet Promise doing a tune called Funky Jungle. And then before that, from Kenya, we had the Nairobi Afro Band doing Soul Makossa, number one. And we started that block off with the Ngozi Family, Makalawanu, part one, from Zambia. All right, I guess got about 5 minutes left in the set tonight. Promise like a heavier French prog tune, and we're going to hear a 7-inch from the band Triangle. And this is early 70s, I'm guessing about 71 on this one. It's a tune called Golden Screen. Thanks for listening tonight.
Head east. my